BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Human Settlements Minister Thembisa Malani says a team has been set up to help with relocating Umlazi flood victims.
We are going to be remaining on site with our technical teams with the assessment. We are currently working on procuring as a human settlement a TRUs for them to be relocated because we are still anticipating rains towards the beginning of May so that those rains don't find them in the situation that they are in today.
The minister is in Age Section visiting families affected by last week's torrential rains that flooded homes. Around 56 houses collapsed, while others are visibly cracked and unsafe for occupation. Simelani says it's unclear how long the relocation process will take, as assessments are still underway to determine the total number of affected families. But she's urged Umlazi residents not to resist relocation efforts.
We'll plead with our communities that they need to understand. We also are aware of how socially get attached to a space in which you've occupied. Some people have been here as early as 1999 and they've built socially themselves a social network and a structure that involves others in the community. But now we're talking about lives, we're talking about the safety of themselves and their children, and I think ultimately we may want to look into possibilities of relocation and allocating them into spaces which hopefully will be much better than the riverbed.
Police Minister Senzo Mcunu says detectives are still trying to work out what led to the deaths of three young constables.
There were a number of opinions which have been sponsored by individuals in media houses on what could have happened. But we are appealing to everybody to focus on facts.
Linda Tebekulu, Boipelo Senoge and Kiamogetswe Base had been travelling from the Free State to Limpopo for deployment when they went missing a week ago. Investigations led detectives to Centurion yesterday, where their bodies were found in the Hennops River. A fourth body was found has been confirmed as a police officer from Littleton Police Station nearby, while officials are still identifying the fifth body. The VW Polo vehicle the officers were travelling in is yet to be found. Speaking at a briefing in Limpopo earlier, Mcunu said the investigating team is working efficiently.
They haven't completed their job. There's still a number of aspects on the case that need to be found out so that we get to know all the aspects, including the families.
The South African Policing Union has called for an intensified search for the missing car. The union's Lisiba Tobakhale.
The VW Polo has not been found. It is leaving quite a lot of questions because we believe that it plays a key role in determining what really transpired. This investigation would not be complete until the whereabouts of the vehicle are found to look at what really transpired.
And a 16-year-old's been arrested after three people were killed in a shooting in a hair salon in Sweden. A murder investigation is underway following the incident in the city of Uppsala yesterday. Swedish police says it's believed to be an isolated event. The top story, Human Settlements Minister Thembisa Malani says a team has been set up to help with relocating Umlazi flood victims. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Peter Steph du Toit back and fit ahead of the start of the international season in June. Brentford boss Thomas Frank rules out taking over the job at Tottenham Hotspur, and Les Kiss confirmed as the new Australian rugby head coach.